and calling for help. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. New details on the police response to the shooting at a Texas elementary school.
One of the most glaring new pieces of information that we're receiving deals with the fact that investigators believe kids at the time of the shooting inside the school were calling 911. Investigators say they were begging operators to send police in to help. And investigators say this happened multiple times throughout this entire ordeal. All of this happening, according to investigators, while there were 19 officers huddled up in the hallway of the school. Now, more than 45 minutes went by before border agents got a master key to open up the classroom door, where they then entered and shot and killed the suspect.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Uvalde. The head of the Texas Department of Public Safety says the commander on the scene believed the gunman was barricaded inside a classroom and that children were no longer at risk. He says that was the wrong decision. Despite protests, the NRA convention went on as scheduled in Houston. They did hold a moment of silence in honor of the victims. Former President Trump spoke. He called for tougher security at schools, including having every school building with a single point of entry.
There should be strong exterior fencing, metal detectors, and the use of new technology to make sure that no unauthorized individual can ever enter the school with a weapon.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott was supposed to speak, but he canceled in light of the shooting, and musicians Lee Greenwood and Don McLean also canceled their performances. Iran's Revolutionary Guard says it's seized two Greek oil tankers in the Persian Gulf for what it's calling unspecified violations. Iran had threatened to take punitive action earlier in the day over Greece being involved in the U.S. seizure of an Iranian oil tanker in Greek waters. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Some school districts are voluntarily reinstating mask mandates.
That's the case in Berkeley, California, where school officials say they only have enough substitutes to fill 50% of the vacancies left by teachers who are out sick. Dr. John Swartzberg is a professor at UC Berkeley School of Public Health.
Having masks on in class is a small price to pay to really not give us 100% assurance that there won't be infections, but to really mitigate the infections very significantly.
Some parent groups are pushing back against mandates, including in San Diego, where school officials say they may reimpose mask mandates if cases there continue to increase. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
Federal judge has dismissed former President Trump's lawsuit against New York Attorney General Letitia James, allowing her civil investigation into his business practices to continue. A lawyer for Trump says his legal team will appeal. The price of your morning cup of joe could be coming down.
You could finally see more affordable coffee prices after more than a year of increases. Barron's says favorable weather in South America is helping. Last year's severe weather in Brazil is unlikely to be repeated. Brazil produces nearly 40% of the world's Arabica beans. The price for Arabica beans peaked in early February. Also, the war in Ukraine, a drop-off in the coffee business in Russia, and COVID lockdowns in China are depressing demand. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Consumer spending rose 6.3% in April from a year earlier, just below a four-decade high set in March, and the first slowdown since November 2020. The report also showed that consumer spending rose by a healthy 0.9% from March to April, outpacing the month-to-month inflation rate for a fourth straight time. On Wall Street, the Dow plus 575, the Nasdaq added 390. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.